This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, back to work on a Monday. Day-Day, the brains behind the operation on the show. More on that coming up in Yeah Man, No Man. Our Big O, homeowner, is behind the glass. By the way, I'm done. Told Carl earlier, he was laughing. I said, man, that's it. No more yard work. This is it. Either the grass grows or it doesn't. I'm done. No more backaches, Carl. No more trips to the chiropractor. No more. No more ice packs. This is it. In the words of Carl Dukes, I'm not afraid to call somebody.
I'm not afraid to
and
call somebody.
From here on in, someone will be called because I am done.
Look, are you hurting right now? Did you take some Motrin? What'd you do?
No, thanks to our good buddy. And again, we got a bunch of dudes over there at Georgia Hemp Company. But thanks to Joe, we call him Salami. And yeah, I'm on some stuff right now. Okay. Feeling pretty good, but not enough to make me sound as crazy as I was that day at the Brown Grass Golf Tournament.
Yeah, that was really good stuff. I don't know what that was, Joe. I will say this though, you.
I don't even know who Justin Thomas's brother.
This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
Their momentum movement was a great punt. That's what got a little juice for them.
That was great.
Stone out of my gourd. Legally, by the way.
Great. The best part, I remember saying back at the studio, we were at that event, and I said, Chris and Oren, are you guys hearing this?
Mike's not making a lot of sense.
He is what he is. I mean, Jameis Russell can be a guy that can do what he did at times against Minnesota.
Jameis Winston?
What did I say? Who the hell is Jameis Thomas?
I told you you're feeling good.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Yeah. So for you kids out there, it's a gateway drug. And again, in my defense, we were at like five holes left of the tournament. And we came across their tent. No, and I go, and the guy said, what do you got? And they had the pre-roll joint. And he was like, this is basically for pain relief. I go, well, that's great.
It is. It's legal, by the way.
You know, this is before I lost all that weight. So my knees were, you know, I lost 30 pounds since then. So I took it from my knees and everything. And I'm like, then that happened. And I'm like, and then eventually I did sober. I had like two pots of coffee after that. And it got it back together.
It was great. It was great. But I was going to say this. And then... we'll talk some brains. You have a new appreciation for when you roll into somebody's neighborhood and you see how nice their yard is.
Yes. And I used to make so much fun of you when I lived in a high rise.
Yes.
And you, and I said, you people in your gated communities and keeping up with the Joneses and all that. And I said, yep, now I'm that
when
guy.
When you have to go through what you just went through, the replanting, the trees and all that. And you drive down a street and you see somebody's yard, you almost want to applaud as you're driving by. You're like, oh, I know what that's like. Wow. Thank you.
I was watering one of my magnolias earlier on Sunday.
Okay, this is ridiculous.
And then this little old lady.
What a first world citizen is that, Mike Bell? Yeah.
Hey, man. I planted them. I didn't hire somebody. I dug the damn hole and I put the thing in there. But anyway, some old lady walked in the door. She goes, your yard always looks so nice. I go, can I give you a hug?
Yes.
Because if you just knew what I did this last month. But the mission was to have it all done by Master Sunday.
And you did.
Mission accomplished.
And you did. All right, man. I'm glad you're feeling good.
That's it.
In the hood. Feeling good in the hood. Coming up, guys, 4th and 1. Lots of NFL news, including what's going on with the Saints. Listen, I don't wish injury upon anybody, okay? But they got major problems.
Yes.
Major problems. And I'm loving it. So we'll talk about that. And also, this Shedeur Sanders thing will not go away as we approach the draft. That is all on the way here in less than 20 minutes. Mike, let's talk about what's going on with the Braves. Can you put your finger on what's wrong with this team? Or is it multiple things?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things right now. I mean, they don't function completely as a unit, save maybe one or the four games they won, actually, out of all this season, where the bullpen works in concert with the starting pitching. The starting pitching doesn't just go three or four innings, and you get some clutch hitting. And they have not done that but four times all season. You know, and there were some certainly games they could have won against the Dodgers and Padres and, you know, it's just close games. But, yeah, 4-11, as Bill Parcells said it, and I think you can look at it through 15 games, our record is this is who we are. We're an incredibly inconsistent team. that needs to find some clutch, and the star players need to perform like it. They're not doing that on a night-in, night-out basis.
So for those of you who are like, Dukes and Bellin ain't that bad, man, this is the third worst start in franchise history. You got to go back to 88 and 90. 2-13. This is the third worst start. We hadn't felt this way in a very long time.
Now, the only guy who I would say is doing his job, but just getting on base, and that's Ozuna. Riley has awoken. The sleeper has awoken. And then Sean Murphy, I mean, he was worth waiting for. He is batting at 263 right now. The one thing, and I hate to say this because everyone loves this guy, and we always love talking to him, Money Harris is not a leadoff hitter. Money Harris is not a guy that gets on base like he needs to at the top of the lineup when he's inserted there. So that's just something that, you know, you just – no blank, Sherlock. You miss Ronald Acuna, brother.
Yeah, you do. And this is why he is at the top of the lineup, because he is a spark. He gets on base. Now, he's not going to be stealing as many bases. I will tell you that right now, simply because there's no risk. We don't need to do that. When it is appropriate, I think he'll take some chances, Mike, but he's not looking to set the record this year when he gets back out there.
But is this – I mean, like, I know we've talked about it, and there was a time it felt like, well, Money, can he do this? Remember how he hit the ground running last year?
Yeah.
And they salvaged the wild card appearance, I should say. But Money Harris, he's just – man, he looks like everything that he should be as a leadoff guy, but just not there.
And by the way, I know people, you know, now as this thing starts to build, right, and you start thinking, okay, are we doing all the necessary things? Look, team fundamentally didn't change. Seriously. The team didn't change. As a matter of fact, to Mike's point, you're getting Strider and Acuna back, who you didn't have last year. Sale was unbelievable. He's not been that so far. I mean, the team, at its core, you still have Riley and Olsen and all these – Murphy's back. Money Harris, the team didn't change. Stop saying, well, what else can we do? You ran it back because you thought everybody coming back and healthy, Mike, this thing would look a lot different. And unfortunately, it has not.
Now, you miss – now, again, we don't know him because we didn't see him until last year. We said, oh, that Jerkson Profar batted 280. That looks like a guy we could – we miss him. Whatever he was going to be, we don't have it. Got to wait, you know, half a season for it because Kelenic is batting 162. You know, and he's just, I mean, you need better performance from, you know, from your outfield.
Well, speaking of that, and look, I know Chris Sale's not going to throw anybody under the bus, but I also think this thing went downhill yesterday in the first inning. For those of you who saw it, Kelenic had a throwing error, and they let their second run in, and it was almost like you just got punched in the stomach because you just felt, number one, like, okay, early on, Chris might be struggling a little bit. We're going to have to battle.
Right.
And then you make a mistake like that, and actually Chris Sale was asked about it after the game, Mike, and he was like, look, it's nobody's fault but my own. And by the way, he took full responsibility.
Because he's a leader.
His performance yesterday, saying, you know what, I was not good. As a matter of fact, I think he used the S word. He said, I sucked, and I was not any good. I wouldn't expect anything less. But that moment, those are the things, Mike, when you're not playing well, and you have a throwing error, and you allow a second run in. That's what comes back to bite you. Like, that's the stuff that you've got to not have, and you've got to be able to execute. And I thought that hurt him yesterday, and that was from Kelenic. So on top of the fact that, you know, he's not hitting the way we want, but who is on this team? Like you said, the only guy that's getting on is Ozuna right now. So
right. So just hope, as we said, you know, Strider will bring some energy hopefully by Wednesday. And then eventually Ronald Acuna, and I just can't emphasize, and I think you feel the same way, he cannot get here soon enough.
No.
But then, as you said, then you have to handle it with kick gloves if you do kind of ramp up his return.
Well, you let him hit. I just think, you know, on the base pass, you're going to manage him. And then if you're going to put him out in the outfield, which they are, he's got to play the outfield. There'll be some balls that are hit, Mike, and he's got to go track them down. And, you know, you just got to keep your fingers crossed that he doesn't take a weird step or something doesn't happen. At the end of the day, though, if he says he's healthy, the doctor says he's healthy, let's come back and play. And remember, my only thing is, after the first knee injury, he wasn't quite the same when he came back. It took literally getting into the following season. So I don't know if that experience is going to help him or if it's going to be a similar situation when we do get him back. 404-726-0929. It is Dukes and Bell talking about our Braves. And by the way, Chris Sale, if you're going, whoa, what about his pitches? His velo was up. His velocity was fine. His location was terrible. He wasn't able to put the ball where he wanted. And, guys, when you do that, you give up six hits, you give up four earned runs, and you only last a four and a third, Mike. And you're not helping us, not giving us, you know, five, six, seven innings.
Right.
And that was the issue yesterday.
Yeah, that's the one guy that's going to be the backstop. You know, when things are, you know, hey, I'm going to take two out of three from the Rays, right? Nope, and Chris Sale doesn't have his A game. And as you said, he gets it. He owns it. I just don't know what Kranitz, you know, the pitching coach, can do to kind of help, you know, get him dialed in. Because Murphy is behind the dish. It's not like you could say Drake London is in there all the night, you know, all the time screwing things up with his chemistry. Not that he would say that anyway. So, yeah, man, they're lost right now. It's just, as we said, you said it. We'll talk to Grant, what, 5:20?
Yes.
You're looking for answers. Just not good. Not clutch. There's no clutch. There's not one area of the team which is exceptional other than the designated hitter.
Yeah. And I don't know if you were paying attention or not, but the Cubs are playing the Dodgers over the weekend. That was the ESPN Sunday night game. Cubs are pretty good, man. I mean, they got a really good club, and they're in the mix here early on. Of course, a lot of baseball still to play. But I think once we start talking about 3, 4, 5 weeks of play, Mike, you start to realize kind of where you are. And this is the problem. Right now, we're 15. Some teams are 17, 18 games in. We're still in last place. And so, right. You know, now we're going to start saying, all right, next week and then the next week. But right now, the Mets are playing well. They spent a lot of money. And you know, the Phillies are in the mix, obviously, in the East. But the Cubs, the Padres, and certainly the Dodgers and the Giants are all really looked the part. We haven't looked the part.
No, we have not looked clutch. I mean, look, that was a shock to the system, as we said, with the San Diego and then the Dodgers. Dodgers kind of came back a little bit. They showed they were human. They lost a couple of games. But I'll tell you what, the Mets have put some win streaks together. The Mets have, you know, not having all their weapons. So right now, I just, you know, we know that, yes, it's way too early. But I still say you can look at the standings and go, my God, you're 6 games back. You know, you want to dig a 10 or 12 game hole?
Yeah.
And that's when Acuña is finally going to pop. The Mets have overcome a lot of injuries, not having all their weapons, and they've actually played some really clutch ball. They won 8 of their last 10.
All right, a couple other things that we are certainly keeping an eye out on, and that is because the NBA season came to an end. I just want to mention this because he was here. You see the Suns fired Mike Budenholzer. They say change was needed. 1 year, one season.
Hey, by the way, Carl, you coach these prima donnas. I mean, my God, these guys are the biggest, softest guys I've ever seen. Unbelievable.
You talking about Kevin Durant?
Do I have to name names?
Are you talking about Booker? And you're talking about Bradley Beal?
Soft as Charmin.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. You think you're in the desert, you know, you toughen up a little bit. Nope.
Bud is fired, and this is, I'm not going to lie, now, they're screwed because they've got the highest payroll in the NBA. They're paying the super luxury tax, Mike. You got a guy on the team who has a no trade in Bradley Beal. I don't know where they go, but somebody had to pay the price, and I guess they felt like Bud was the guy.
It's funny because every time you hear about where AD and where the Mavericks are going, it always mentions Durant. Like, well, the Suns are like, we don't know anything about that. The Suns are saying we're not moving from Durant. And as you said, Bradley Beal, like, you can't move him if you wanted to. Bradley Beal and Paul George would be traded for each other just to see if the misery changes with the location, right?
No doubt. So that went down, and then the Pelicans changed. They fired their GM. My only thing there is, do you think Zion's going to be traded? Because they're going to get a new general manager, and I'm guessing the new general manager is going to look at what Zion has done since he became a Pelican and go, he's done nothing, and they probably are going to end up trading him. That's my guess.
That's just it. I mean, this, and we get guys all the time. It's so funny. Every time Carl and I mention, like on the text line, in the next 5 seconds, we got to get Zion. What are you looking at? No way. I can't keep Jalen Johnson on the floor. I need Zion and him missing 50 games every season.
He'll be good for the first 15 games.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
No, I mean, look, there was a time that Zion, remember when you joked around about we must get to Zion.
Yeah, because coming out of college, Mike, the dude was coming out of his shoes.
Literally, running out of his own Nikes. But now it's like, yeah, he's damaged goods, man. I would have rather had Brandon Ingram, and he can't stay healthy really himself, but I thought he'd been a better fix for us defensively.
Number one selling jersey in the NBA, any guess?
Luka.
Yeah. Does that surprise you? Listen.
Is this the new shirt that has built-in fanny pack for putting your snacks?
No, I don't know. Do they make a shirt like that?
This is what you haven't seen new design yet.
The jersey like that?
It's called Nike City Lunch Edition.
Oh, City Lunch?
Yes, or brunch.
Oh, okay.
Depending on what time you wear. Yes, with pockets for your, you can put your, as you like to say, gummy bears.
Yes, in your pocket. That'd be great.
Why this rim shot? That's how you pronounce it.
He is fine.
Everyone knows you say gummy bears. Carl's in Germany.
That's correct.
You could take a lesson from Carl.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Virtual Luca. Hey, he was in Dallas all those years, though, seriously. Now he's got the top-selling jersey in the NBA. Right. You go to the Lakers.
Right.
front runners. We know that, Mike. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people.
Of course, the same guys that wear the Cowboys jersey to a Falcons game. Got their. They may have a Luka jersey now, Carl, in their repertoire.
We know who you guys are.
And a Yankee hat.
But his 77 jersey was the NBA's most popular jersey for 24-25. So, and I love it. The NBA sold at NBAstores.com.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for the heads up on that.
But I'm a little surprised only because. I guess that's that Laker bounce, man.
Right.
Going to L.A.
So Dallas plays Sacramento. We'll see what happens. There's no love lost between Memphis and Golden State.
No.
Although Dylan Brooks isn't there anymore. Yeah, but there's a lot of bad juju, so we'll see what happens.
All right, man. A couple of news notes there. We got plenty of NFL to talk about, though, coming up in our 4th and 1 segment. Oh, they got problems. Mm-hmm. And they can't fix it this offseason. I mean, they can address some of it. But the biggest problem is at the most important position. We'll explain when we come back on Dukes and Bell.